In the US, New Orleans police have confirmed that two Australian students were shot and injured in what they're describing as a drug deal gone wrong. Police say a 21-year-old man and a 23-year-old man were shot in the chest and the stomach after being driven to the suburb of Algiers. The students, who have not been identified at this stage, are in hospital in a stable condition. There were angry scenes at Sydney University last night as the Education Minister Simon Birmingham arrived to adjudicate a Liberal debate. The Education Minister has told 7:30 he wants universities to be more transparent and is considering making them reveal entrance marks for students. Students protesting possible changes to higher education posted vision online of their clashes with the riot police. The scenes at Sydney University last night. 28 residents of Inglewood in central Victoria have been evacuated after a fuel tanker crashed, releasing toxic fumes. The tanker was carrying up to 60,000 litres of fuel when it crashed into a power pole and rolled over. Power's been cut to the area to avoid igniting the toxic and flammable gases. The World Health Organization says diabetes rates have reached record levels, with nearly 1 in 11 people affected across the globe. The WHO says instances of the deadly disease have increased fourfold in just 3 decades.